Rough and Tumble, an Avatar the Last Airbender story, written by Victoria P., also known as Muse Fool, and read by Calicuria, as part of WAGFAPE 2015. This story has been rated mature, contains the relationship Suki, Ty Lee, and has been tagged No Archive Warnings Apply. Everyone thinks it's funny that she ended up with the Kyoshi Warriors, who hide their faces behind paint and all dress alike, because all Ty Lee ever wanted was to stand out from the matched set of her sisters. But Suki sees beneath the makeup, beneath the traditional uniform and the oneness of the unit when they move together. Suki sees her and her skills and what she has to offer in a way that makes Ty Lee's breath catch and her skin feel too tight. "Again," Suki says, chest heaving from the workout, skin glowing with sweat. Ty Lee gives her a slow, admiring once-over, glad they left off the makeup and the full armor today. Ty Lee somersaults over her and throws a punch that Suki blocks and counters with her fans. Ty Lee weaves and dodges, sneaking in under Suki's guard to block the chi in her left arm. Suki compensates for it by lashing out with a leg, hooking Ty Lee's ankle and bringing her down. Ty Lee absorbs the jolt when she hits the floor and rolls with it, knocking Suki down as well. They grapple for a few minutes, but Ty Lee wins easily, since Suki still only has one working arm. She straddles Suki, pinning her to the floor, and says, "I win!" "I haven't yielded," Suki protests, bucking her hips and trying to throw Ty Lee off. "You will," Ty Lee says in a sing-song voice. "Never." But Suki smiles when she says it. "I know where you're ticklish," Ty Lee answers, and proves it by digging her fingers into Suki's ribs. Suki giggles and wriggles beneath her, and Ty Lee grabs her wrists and pushes them up over her head. "Okay, I give," Suki says. "It'd be nice if I could feel my arm." "Oops, sorry." Ty Lee unblocks the flow of chi in Suki's arm, and Suki gives her a warm smile that turns wicked when Ty Lee leans over her again. Suki raises her head, but instead of the kiss Ty Lee's expecting, Suki runs her lips along Ty Lee's chest, skimming the bare skin along the edge of her dress. Ty Lee gasps and arches into the soft kiss, her eyes fluttering closed to focus on the sensation of Suki's lips against her skin, and the quick, sharp edge of her teeth along the ridge of Ty Lee's collarbone, making sure she's paying attention. While Ty Lee is distracted, Suki uses her legs to get leverage and roll them over. Before Ty Lee can accuse her of treachery, Suki kisses her. Ty Lee can taste the salt of her own sweat on Suki's tongue, and the tea they drank at breakfast. She raises her hands to cup Suki's breasts, and Suki hums happily in response. Ty Lee's own nipples are already hard and aching to be touched, which Suki seems to understand, because she returns the favor, pushing aside Ty Lee's bodice and the undergarments beneath to get right at the skin, calloused thumbs rubbing in a way that makes Ty Lee's whole body clench in pleasure. "Oh," she says when Suki pulls away to slide down and put her mouth where her hands have been. She slides her fingers through Suki's sweaty hair and presses up into her mouth, the ache between her legs strong enough now to make her knees fall open in anticipation. Suki settles a thigh between them, snug up against that wet throb between Ty Lee's legs, so they can rock against each other. Ty Lee loses herself in the wash of sensation, aware of her whole body and the rush of blood under her skin the way she is during a fight, when she knows before she moves where her feet and blows will land, can see it all spooling out before her eyes like a vision. Suki's breath is hot and wet against Ty Lee's ear when she says, "Ty Lee, please." Ty Lee laughs breathlessly, slips agile fingers into Suki's top to tease her nipples. She mouths at the pulse fluttering at the base of Suki's neck, knows just when to suck and when to lick to make Suki gasp and bite her in retaliation. Sometimes, when Suki uses her teeth, Ty Lee thinks of the sharpness of Azula's teeth, the hard heat of her kisses and the sharp curve of her spine, the way her bones had felt light as wheat stalks under Ty Lee's hands, and the way her skin was always warm, firebenders burning hotter than everyone else. She used to stoke that fire with her hands and her mouth, soothe it with soft words and light touches, and just like everyone else in Azula's life, she got burned. Suki is no less sharp and no less delicate, like the deadly fans she wields, but it's a danger Tylee understands. She's dangerous and delicate in similar ways. Tylee! Suki's voice is demanding, and she tugs at Tylee's hair, calling her back to the present. Tylee opens her eyes to watch as Suki moves over her, the two of them undulating like waves. Tylee crests and crashes with a hoarse cry, pleasure rushing through her. Suki keeps rolling her hips, and Tylee presses up with her thigh, rubbing and rocking until Suki's shivering with her release, her breath coming in hot, wet pants against Tylee's skin, her face buried in the crook of Tylee's neck. They lie there on the floor for a few minutes, and then, her voice a hoarse whisper, Suki says, "Again." Tylee laughs. This time they rearrange their skirts to get their hands up underneath, fingers thrusting and curling in wet heat, the aching hunger rebuilt rapidly by quick strokes and slow, messy kisses. Suki tightens around Tylee's fingers and cries out wordlessly, her hands stilling their work for a few moments while Tylee strokes her through it, then licks the salty taste off the pads of her fingers. Suki's eyes widen at that, but Tylee doesn't let her get distracted. She reaches down and wraps her other hand around Suki's wrist, thrusts up into her hand, breathless and desperate to ride the wave again. Suki redoubles her efforts, and Tylee comes hard, body clenching tight around Suki's fingers, hips arching off the floor with the surprising force of it, and Suki grins a wicked pirate grin at her. They roll apart, lying back on the soft mats. Tylee pushes her sweaty hair off her forehead and rearranges her clothes. Suki tips her head back, still breathing heavily. Sokka just had the best dream he's ever had, and he doesn't even know why. Tylee giggles. "We could make it come true for him next time he's here," she says, twining her fingers through Suki's. It takes Suki a few seconds to respond, and Tylee thinks maybe she made a mistake, presumed too much, despite Suki's assurances that she and Sokka aren't exclusive, and then Suki laughs. "We could," she says, "if he behaves himself." She rolls over onto her side and props herself up on one elbow, before leaning in and giving Tylee a quick, hard kiss. "But right now, it's you and me." Tylee likes the sound of that. The end. Thanks for listening.